And with all that said, we're back here at Rosie on the House with Mr. Tom James, talking about getting clean, getting sanitized, getting sterilized, and staying that way. That's one of the incredible technologies that has developed. So we're here with Tom of Hospitality BioCleaners. Had him on a couple weeks ago. The response absolutely exploded. If you'd like to talk to Tom or you have a question, feel free to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Let's talk a little bit about getting the house and environment safe and keeping it safe. You mentioned five-step process. Step five is education.
Step five is education. So the last time we had an opportunity to talk, one of the biggest things that we've had the opportunity to share with the community has been our Bio 360 Plus. Again, that five-step proof not promises delivery of a disinfection or disinfecting service. So step one we talked about was using that luminometer. We were able to decipher your baseline. So we try to figure out what your germ count is, right? Then we use three machines, mechanical environmental disinfecting. So you use UVC light. We talked about how long that's been used in wastewater treatment and cleaning. We also use, for the environment, we use a HEPA filtration air system that also has UVC light. And we can talk about, again, why UVC light is so important there. We also use electrostatic spraying. And we really spent some time on that last time. The electrostatic spraying is a unique system. It's kind of like powder coating, again, for those people out there that have any background working with metal. Electrostatic spraying is where you take a powered machine, a nozzle. It provides a negative electrical charge to the solution, therefore making it positive. Mm-hmm. Okay, that then goes out into the atmosphere, into the air, and then once it gets out there, it has to find a host. The only way for it to survive, right? It goes onto a surface, and because it's similarly charged, the droplets, if they land on each other, it'll actually travel up to 6 inches to find a fresh surface to be able to bond with. Okay, so the electrostatic part of this is very, very important. And then the fifth step, again, is that two parts of education. One of the things, again, as we mentioned earlier in the segment, was that people, you know, once they understood the technology, they understood the time frame, an hour to an hour and 15 minutes to be done in their home. They wanted to know how long it lasted. How long was that kill rate? Was that disinfecting really happening? And again, in the beginning, it was, we're bringing it down to healthcare grade, and then we're going to work with you on maintaining that safe environment. So as that question was posed, you know, we back at the office are still trying to follow the technology and try to be a part of it.
Sure.
And one of the many things that occurred that you and I have talked about is our partnership with Arizona State University. And through that fellowship, if you will, with that Department of Microenvironmental Biology, we've met a couple people along the way. And we've met a local producer, manufacturer, developer of this 90-day solution, the BioDefender sanitizing solution. The other thing that's pretty interesting is through Dave's travels through Europe, Dave was able to learn about this film coating. It is a plastic multi-layer film coating, and we're referring to it as BioDefender film. And it is a very unique process utilizing silver ions that can be placed onto any flat surface. So as we're trying to figure out how to prolong this viral and bacteria killing environment, we've got this new solution we'll talk about that's got up to 90-day kill rate. We've got this new film, BioDefender film, that has the ability to stay active for up to 2 years.
And I'm trying to paint a picture for the people.
Yeah.
Think of a clear plastic peel and stick. Whether it's on the back of your phone,
mm-hmm.
a stair handrail,
yeah,
it's not obvious,
nope.
And it's active for 2 years.
For 2 years. So again, we kind of go back with Romy in the studio, and you mentioned Jennifer in the control booth. We had gone to the office. We were trying to share with you a little bit about that proof not promises. And everyone goes, okay, what test do you need to do? And we go, we want your phone.
The phone.
And they go, oh, shoot. And you know why you're asking for the phone, because it's with you everywhere, right?
Yeah, right?
I'm with you right now. It's on this countertop. It goes home. It's on my nightstand. It's at the restaurant. Wherever I am, the office, that phone is a great representation of my life. Okay. So we test everyone's phones. So as we show everybody kind of what your environment can be, good, bad, or indifferent, when we started learning about these additional sciences and product offerings, the first thing we thought of was the phone. Could you not use this technology with the phone? So the first brainstorming idea.
One of the dirtiest appliances on the earth.
And again, you know, Romy and Jennifer had fairly clean phones, but some of the people out there, again, you know, just to remind everybody, 0 to 10 is healthcare grade. 11 to 29 is cautionary. You should change your habits. 30 is dirty, right? That's the saying in the healthcare industry. 30 is dirty. And some of the readings that we've gotten, and again, we're not naming names or anything, 4,000 plus.
Oh boy.
When 30 is dirty.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so it's kind of scary.
This film, yes. I think, is particularly interesting because one of my early hobbies in life were absolute minimalist wilderness survival. How little could you walk out into the environment with and survive? And in my studies of that and in my practices of that, I found out in reading history, silver has been used to keep water clean.
Yep.
And that goes back to before the Roman Empire. If you were storing liquids, you just dropped silver in your vessel, in essentially your canteen, your gourd, your Bota bag, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And the silver has a natural preservative in it, a natural, what do I want to call it? It's not a, and then pharma, big pharma comes up with antibiotics. And so we don't need to worry about that anymore.
Sure.
Silver, we lose the habit of silver purifying.
Yes.
But it's old technology.
It's old technology. And when you shared that story with me some time ago, again, I'm nodding my head even in studio with her right now. Part of the interesting conversation that goes back and forth, whether again to be with our larger corporate clients or with our homeowners or just people, you know, within the industry, the technology isn't necessarily so new, so cutting edge. They continue to improve upon it. But back to your story, some of this is decades, centuries, thousands of years old. So when you kind of share that background, that history with people, again, people start to relax the shoulders, they engage in the conversation. In many instances, they're familiar with stories like that and go, that makes sense, tell me more. And that technology with that film, with that ionized silver, actually when a microbe or a microorganism lands onto the film, it has to look for proteins, it has to look for food. And it actually starts to absorb that silver ion. The ion is the electrically charged silver. A little bit of humidity or moisture will actually act as a conduit, okay? So this microbe or microorganism lands, it starts to absorb through its cell the silver ion. The silver starts to decay the exterior of the cell membrane. The cell basically bleeds out with all its moisture and decays. And it does this within the first hour and continues up to 2 years. Now, as a matter of fact, I say 2 years. There are studies with this technology that actually show that it can last more closer to 4 years. Now, again, we say 2 years because we don't understand what kind of cleaning regimen you have, abrasiveness, corrosive materials, things like that. But a good solid 2 years, any flat surface, and it's been a game changer for us.
Well, we brought Tom in from Hospitality BioCleaners to visit with you, the Arizona homeowners, about an education on cleanliness and safety in lieu of the upcoming week and things you might be able to do. And I think one of the big takeaways is, folks, if you are using Clorox-based products or bleach-based products to pre-clean and prepare for guests arriving, and you're not using the dwell time, if you're not letting the product stay on the surface, you're not getting anything done. So just that, we've just saved them money by using one-third as much product, slowing down, and let it get the job done before we wipe it back up. So that is your tip for getting ready this week for guests you may be hosting or for areas you may be traveling into. But the big message is the BioCleaners BioClean 360 that will clean an entire house and or office.
Yes.
Y'all were throwing around a particular dollar amount for an average 2,500 square foot home.
We were. So the last time we had the opportunity, our retail rate, if that's the right term to use, our standard rate for a 2,500 square foot home is $399.
$399.
$399.
To turn a 2,500 square foot home into the cleanliness standard of an operating room.
To bring it down to that healthcare standard that you just said, and it even gets better now with this new solution that we're able to offer just recently again. So with your audience, last time we offered 25% off. So we went from $399, which again, we think is a fairly good value. We think it's priced right for the services that we provide. We brought it down to $299, just mentioned the Rosie Show. But even with this new solution, the BioDefender sanitizing solution, we're not only able to bring down your environment to that healthcare level, again, we're able to extend that protection for up to 90 days. And the solution is manufactured and bottled and created right here in Maricopa County.
Gotta
so we're excited about that partnership.
Gotta yes. love that. That's awesome. Well, we appreciate you being willing to come on and share this education, because I think if like I say, I was very skeptical when it was first brought to my attention.
Right.
But the fact that y'all can do it for the rate you can do it for, and now for the length of time at last, this is game changing.
This is game changing, and the ability to take that technology and not just provide it in a service, but we're also now utilizing that technology. Again, the biofilm can be installed, can be offered. Homeowners can install it themselves. We've got We've got the phone guards that are coming out in a couple of weeks, and the solution, that's actually another thing we were talking at the top of the segment about some of that feedback. The question was, how do I get that solution? So we've also kind of pivoted again and said, okay, it's not just the secret sauce, but we're getting ready to share that with the community.
Okay, very good. And if people wanted to get a hold of you for additional information after this broadcast,
we'd love the opportunity to speak with anybody again. We'd love to walk through what they can do in their own home, talking again about dwell time, services, things of that nature. 888-826-2284.
Hospitality BioCleaners. Incredible, incredible technology. More when we get back at Rosie on the House.